We begin in Moldova, where Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has joined the leaders of 47 countries for the European Political Community Summit. It's the second time the gathering has been held. It aims to bolster unity in the face of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
I think what is very important, our future in EU, and Ukraine is ready to be in NATO. We are waiting when NATO will be ready to host and to see and to have Ukraine. And I think security guarantees are very important, not only for Ukraine, for our neighbors, for Moldova, because of the Russia and of their aggression in Ukraine and potential aggression for other parts of Europe.
Well, Stephanie Decker is live for us at the meeting now, and we've seen European leaders slowly arrive throughout the morning there. Ukraine, obviously, will be on the agenda. What else are they going to be discussing there today?
Yes, well, that opening ceremony, you probably have live pictures of that taking place behind that glass wall. Behind us, the leaders then will be coming out for what's called a family photo opportunity before they then go away for their discussions, also bilateral talks and a working lunch. Of course, you mentioned there Ukraine, very high on the agenda here. We heard from the Ukrainian leader, Volodymyr Zelensky, being the first to arrive. I don't think that was by chance, saying that he called for support, European support, NATO, on the ground, in the air, against what he called Russian aggression. You heard him there also call for the same to be applied to Moldova. Other things they're going to be discussing here, things like security, cybersecurity. We also heard from the host, Moldova's president, Maia Sandu, as she opened the conference, saying that also things like climate change and energy, these kinds of topics of discussion. So it's a very broad table of topics, if you will. Of course, Ukraine right up there, but you do have a vast array of European power here for the next couple of hours in this castle, in this vineyard, which actually was interesting. The Moldovan president contrasting the peacefulness of where we are to Ukrainian border just around 20 kilometers away. So the interesting thing about this conference is that even though there are so many things that can be discussed, there is no pressure, there is no agenda, nothing will be signed in the end of this day.
And just how difficult has it been to, I guess, arrange this meeting, especially given that it is so close to Ukraine?
Yes, I mean, security-wise, it's been a mammoth task, if you will. We interviewed one of Moldova's, actually the Deputy Speaker of Parliament yesterday, and he said, you know, we politicians like to call these events historic. He said, for Moldova, this is historic. They've never hosted such an array of power, if you will. Everyone we've seen here, you have, you know, the French president, you have Giorgia Meloni of Italy, you have all the European leaders, really, and that comes with security, logistics, that comes with the airspace. Space has been closed since midnight today. We had to take a train around 6 o'clock this morning, two trains organized for journalists and sort of the lower ends of the delegation, if you will, to make it to here, because everything surrounding this area, the roads have been blocked off, men with heavy machine guns guarding the area, NATO also involved in surveillance of the skies here. So that gives you a sense of just how difficult and how massive the operation is to host this. It's only going to last a couple of hours, but certainly for Moldova, which has the unfortunate title of being one of Europe's poorest countries, it is quite a feat to have pulled this off. And they're also very ambitious, if you will, to try and show the leaders here that they have made the reforms necessary to join the EU, which, of course, is also a demand of Ukraine. So all these issues up for discussion, but certainly the message from the government here is that they can host all of these safely and that it should be a positive step towards gaining that EU membership.
OK, thank you very much. That is Stephanie Decker for us in Moldova.